back in Nun Dalet and Beis Abadim. V'hodishnan, Amr lo Mesa Ishtecha, person went to Medina Sayyam, and while he was there, they told him his wife died. And he married her sister, who was only a sister, a half-sister from the father. Then they told him that she died. So he married her half-sister only from her mother's side. So this woman is not related at all to the first one, only to the second one. Mesa, then they told her that she died, Vinosa Chosami Avia. He married her, what's it called, half sister from the father's side. Mesa, Vinosa Chosami Ima. They told her she died, and he married her half sister from the mother's side. Muta Brishonos, in the end, he finds out they're all alive. So he's allowed to remain married to the first one, because she was the first one he was married to. The second one is his wife's half sister. So the Kedushin wasn't Chal, he's not married to her. Uvishlishis, but the third one is not related to the one he's married to. So he can remain married to her. Uvichamishis, and the fifth one also is not related to any of the women he's married to. Upotros sorosehen, and they pater their tsaros, in other words, their legitimate wives, and if what you call, if gives chalitza to one of them, the tzaros are also potter. But Masha'en came, the other wives, he's not married to. So if he gives chalitza to them and he's married to other sister wives of them, who he can remain married to, and he dies without children, the brother gives chalitza to the tzara, it doesn't help. The brother gives chalitza to the sister, it's not going to help because he's not married to her. But also bishniya urvias, the enbias achas mehem poteres sarasa. He's also to the second and fourth, and they don't, what's it called, the pat of the tzara, because they're not married. They're not his wives. The imbal ashniya la'achar misas harishona, and if he lives with the second one after the first one dies, so now he's married to this sister, and the what's it called, and the fourth one is not related, and the other ones are related. Then mutar bishniya urviya. Now he's also the third and fifth one because they're half sisters of the ones he's married to. Okay. So Mora says, Alma achos ishto bein minhoa bein minhoa emasuros. So you see from here that your wife's sister, even a half sister, is also. From this mission, it's clear that a half sister is also. Let's see Rashi. V'hodesnan umrlo mesa ishtecha. Kigon dina basleya miyakov. Right, Dina is the daughter of Leah and Yaakov. The Yocheved bas Leah miChetzron, and Yocheved is the daughter of Leah and Chetzron. So they have a common mother, but not a common father. The Sarah bas Chetzron miKetura, and Sarah is the daughter of Chetzron from Keturah. So she and what's it called, Yocheved, have a common father, but not a common mother. The Rivka bas Keturah mi Besuel, and Rivka is the daughter of Keturah from Besuel, so she has a common mother with Sarah, but not a common father. Umilka bas Besuel mi Michana. So again, these two have a common father, but not a common mother. The Ruvain Noses Malka, the Holach Midisayam. Ruvain married Malka, and he went Midisayam. Umrlo Mesa Ishtecha. They told him his wife died. The Nosa asked Rivka. Shehi Achosa Meavia. He married Rivka, he thought his wife is dead, so he can marry her sister now. He married her half sister from the father. Chazuver Umrlo Mesa Rivka. They told him Rivka died. The Nosa is Sora, Achosa Mima. So he married her sister, Sora, from her half-sister from the mother's side. Amrlo Mesa Sora, v'nosa es Yocheved, achosa me'avia. They told him Sora died, so he married Yocheved, her half-sister from the father. Amrlo Mesa Yocheved, v'nosa es Dina, achosa me'ima. Told that she died, and he married Yocheved, he married Dina, who's her half-sister from the mother. Chazu v'yomrlo kulan kayomas. Then they told him, surprise, all of them are still alive. Muta b'rishon libamalka ishto. So his first marriage was a good marriage. He wasn't married to any sisters then. So he married Malka. That's a good marriage. therefore the second one, who is Malka's half-sister, isn't a marriage. Uvishlishis Sarah, and therefore Sarah, since he was never married to the middle one, this Sarah is not a half-sister to anybody. The second one, the Kedushin was no Kedushin. Ubiyasa ba'onesu, and he lived with her ba'ones, he thought that his wife was dead, and it was mutter to live with her, but it was only Znus. Mutter b'sarachosa. You can only not marry the sister of a woman that you married, not a woman of a sister that you lived with be'isr, or be'znus. It's not nosin or anusa. You're allowed to marry the sister of somebody that you weren't married to, but you had relations with. Uvechamish is Dina. Afopishihi achos yocheved harabiyas. Even though Dina is the half-sister of Yocheved, but he should be as Yocheved pituhi. When he lived with Yocheved, he didn't marry her because he was already married to her other half-sister. So he couldn't ve'en a kedushin, but mei shashlish is he kedushe a kedushin. Upoto so saying, imes v'chol tzu ha'achim la'achas mehen, if he died, and his brother was cholate one of them, potros soroseim, because he's legitimately married to them, and therefore their chalitza helps for the tzor. But if the other ones, the one he's not married to, he gave for them chalitza, it doesn't help for the tzor. He's not married to them. He's only married to the tzor. For also bishniyam and mei rishon, levius and mei shlishis. Alma, achos isha, bein min ho'ab, bein min ho'ein. To ha'shlishis achos ha'shoshniyam, mi'imahi. Right? The third one is only the sister of the second one from the mother, and still she's also, and kedushin is no kedushin. Therefore, the time of the shniyah lavish tohi mishum hachi mutar b'shlishes hoim have a kedusha shniyah kedushin. If you could marry your half your wife's half sister, then all the marriages would be valid, and he would now be usher to the third one too. Have a usher b'shlishes. Achos isha krove atzma. Okay, so now the Gemara says minola. How do you know that? How do you know that your wife's half sister is also to you? Maybe it's only a half sister from the father, or maybe it's only a sister from both the father and mother. Gemara says yolat miachosa. We learn it from a regular sister, right? Ma'achosa bein min ha'ab bein min ha'ein. Just like by your own sister, it says b'feirish, bas avicho, bas imecho, it doesn't make a difference. A half-sister is also usher to you. So too, your wife's half-sister is usher to you too. Afkan ben minha ben merein. Someone says, v'leilach mitodoso. No, let's learn it from your father's sister. Your father's brother's wife, who's only usher if it's your father's brother from his father. But if it's your father's brother from the mother alone, then his wife's not awesome. So let's learn from there that it's Dafka, a half-sister from a father, not a half-sister from a mother. Mado daso min ho'av v'lo min ho'eim, afkan min ho'av v'lo min ho'eim. Right, so instead of learning it from your sister, learn it from your father's brother's wife. Where it says, mistabra mi'acho shohavi l'melech shekein krove yatzmo. It's more mistabber to learn it from your sister because your wife's sister is a korov to you, right? Through your wife, and your sister's a korov to you. Masha enkein, your father's brother's wife is your father's relative, and that's why she's also to you, not because you're a direct relative. Mikroveyatzmo, where says adarabba mi dodosu avilimav, the father's brother's wife is more like your wife's sister. Why? She came dover al yidei kedushin. Mi dover shal yidei kedushin. Because both of them come through marriage. Your wife's sister is also to you because you married your wife, and your father's brother's wife is also to you because he married her. Masha enkein, your sister has nothing to do with marriage. Your sister is an intrinsic relative. Ela me'eshes ach yalfinan. We learn it from your brother's wife. The shekein dover al yidei kedushin ukrovei atzmon has both milas. It's something that comes through marriage, just like your wife's sister, and it's also krovei atzmon. It's on your plane. It's your brother's wife, just like your sister's, your wife's sister. Masha'en kein, what's it called? It has both milas. versus the Eshesach Gufa Minole? How do you know that your brother's wife is Usher, whether it's a brother from the father or from the mother? The Tanya, Ervas Eshesach Icha Lo Segale, says in the Braisa, you're not allowed to Megala Ervas Eshesach Icha. Okay, Bein Min Ha'a, Bein Min Ha'ein. Doesn't make a difference if it's your brother from the father or from the mother or from both. You're telling me that it's also your brother's wife is also to you, whether it's a half brother, and it makes no difference which half brother. Maybe not. Maybe it's only if the brother is from your, what's it called, from your father? From your father, but not from your mother. V'dinu. Chayiv kan v'chayiv bachosa. Right? So maybe no, we'll learn it like this. Just like the Torah said that Eishes Achiv is Aser, and the Torah said Achoso is Aser, your sister's Aser, and your brother's wife is Aser, which are similar arayas. Ma Achoso bein min ha'abin ha'ein, says the Therish, bas achicho bas imecha, just like your sister's Aser, no matter which half-sister it is, Afkan bein min ha'ab bein min ha'ein, so too over here, by your brother's wife, same thing. O klach l'derasu, or maybe not. Maybe you should learn it from, not from your sister. Torah is mechayev here by your brother's wife and by your father's brother's wife. So maybe we should compare it to the father's brother's wife, where it's only aser if the father's brother was from the father. Torah says nearer lemi dome. Let's see which one it's more similar to. Donin krove atzma, krove atzma. On the one hand, learning it from your sister is similar to your, what's it called, brother's wife, because they're both krovim of you, directly. The altochir dodoso shekrove ha'at. Masha'enkein, your aunt, is not your direct relative, it's your father's direct relative. It's only your removed relative. O klach l'derazur, maybe not. Donin dover shali de kedushim, dover shali de kedushim. You're just like your brother's wife only became also to you through marriage, so too your father's brother's wife is only also through marriage. But your sister has nothing to do with marriage. Your sister is an intrinsic erva. The altochiach achoso shiisra rabba me'elav. Talmud lomer, that's why you need a pasuk. Ervas achicha hi. Says another pasuk, ervas achicha hi. Meaning no matter what, whatever the brother is, she's also. Doesn't make a difference if it's a half brother and who the half brother is from. Bein min ha'ab, bein min ha'ein. Okay, let's go to see Rashi till here. Alma achos isha, we said this already, yeah? No, alma achos isha, bein min ha'ab, bein min ha'ein. To hashlishi sachosa shel shniya mi'imahi. Because the third one is only a sister to the second one from the mother. The time of the shniya lavishto hi mishum hachi. That's why the second one you weren't married to. Because you can't create a marriage with your wife's sister, even a half-sister from the mother. Hoim hava kedusha shniya kedushin. If you could marry the second one because she's not also to you, have you also, then you'd be also with the third one. Achos isha krovei atzmo choshiv lo shemachmas atzmo nesra. Right? The sister of a woman is called your korov, because it's on the same plane as you. The lo machmasa doesn't come also because of a previous generation. There's also the krovus avifu. Mashenkin, your aunt is also to you because she's a relative of your father. Hocha tamad lomer ervas achicha hi. That no matter what. Okay, now the Gemara says, maybe both of these psukim, right? The Erbas Achichahi and the regular pasuk of Eishes, what's it called? The Eishes Achicha. Lo Segale. Erbas Eishes Achicha Lo Segale. And then the Erbas Achichahi. Maybe both of them are only talking about a brother from the father. Doesn't come to tell me that it's even a half brother from the mother. And you need two psukim. Chad the Eish Lo Bonim Bechai Bala. One's talking where she has children, and one's talking where she doesn't have children. And it's talking where the husband's alive, not the case of Yibam. The husband's alive, right? Your brother's alive, and he has children. or your brother's alive, he doesn't have children. You need a pasuk to tell me both cases are asur. Why? Ein lo bonim b'chayi ba'ala, Shmuel says, ein lo bonim b'chayi ba'ala mit Rav Huna nafka. We had before that we learned it from Rav Huna. Right? What's Rav Huna? It says, Eishes achiv nidahi. We need the nida to tell me that what's it called, that even though after she'll die, after the brother will die, she'll be mutter, still, right now, she's also, just like a nida. Even after she goes to the mikveh, she'll be okay, she'll stop bleeding. Right now, she's also. Shmuel says, you can't say you need one of the psukim to tell me that a brother's wife, during the lifetime of the brother, right, is usher if she doesn't have children, right, because I know that from Rav Huna's case, for Nidahi. Rav says, no, ve'ema idi v'idi v'eshesach min ho'av. And maybe both psukim are talking about your brother from the father. Chada di'esh labonim b'chayi ba'ala, v'chayi di'esh labonim l'achar misas ba'ala. One is talking where she has children and the husband's alive, and the other where she has children and the husband's not alive. Right? So Moshe says, Yesh labonim lachar misas baila lo tzrich akra. You don't need a pasuk to tell me that. Why? Mida omer achmona she'ein labonim muteres, because the Torah said in a case where the brother died, if she doesn't have children, then she's mutter. Mashma, that if she does have children, she's also. So I know it from inference. I don't need a pasuk to tell me that. Maybe the pasuk comes to tell me, even a brother from the mother. Hayesh labanim asura. Mar says no. The dilma ain labanim asura le'alma. The shari liyava. Maybe if she doesn't have children, then she is usher to the world, but mutter to the yava. Yesh labanim shari liyama v'shari liyava. If she has children, then she's mutter to everybody. Maybe that's what the pasuk means. If she doesn't have children, then nobody else can marry her except the yava. But if she has children, everybody can marry her, even the yava. And I need a pasuk to tell me that the yavam is not allowed to marry a sister-in-law with children. Inami, or another possibility. Ein lo bonim, if she doesn't have children when the brother dies, mitzvah, it's a mitzvah to marry her. Yeshla, if she does have children, reshos, you could marry, you don't have to. So that's why I need a pasuk to tell me that if the brother died and she has children, she's awesome. But I don't learn from that pasuk that it's also even a brother from a mother. Inam, another possibility. Ein labanim in, yesh labanim lo. I would only know from there that it's a lav abom echlal asay, which is an essay. If she doesn't have children, you could marry. If she does have children, you can't. Right? The lav abom echlal asay essay. So therefore, maybe both of these psukim are needed for one of these things, and we don't have an extra pasuk to tell me that a brother from the mother is mutter, is usher. Therefore, kosav kroach rina. Therefore, there's another, third pasuk. Ervas achiv gila. That means achiv, no matter what. From the father, from the mother. Ve'ema eishas ach min ho'em ke eishas ach min ho'av. Let's say that since they're equal, a half brother from the father and a half brother from the mother are equal, right? Let's say that they're equal to Gabi Yibum too. Ma eishes ach min ho'av lachar misas ba'al ha'shariye, af eishes ach min ho'em lachar misas ba'al ha'shariye, omar kroa hi b'haviyosa tehei. That in that case, she remains also no matter what, right? Tosus asks, v'chora, Rashi I think also speaks about it, we have a pasuk of Yaakov Avinu, that only achim min ho'av are called mishpacha. So what do we need, what's it called, this to tell me that Eishes Achiv Min Ha'em, there's no din of Yibum. So Tosa says, I might think that you need both Min Ha'avim and Min Ha'em. So it comes along, tell me, no, Min Ha'em is out of the question, but Min Ha'av alone is enough to. Rashi. B'chayi Ba'ala Im Girsha. She's Megarishar. She's a Salasar to the sister-in-law. Midrafuna, the Siv Eishes Achiv Nida, he could lay. The Lav Abom El Chalal Esay Esay, Yavama Yavo Aleha, Aval Kores Lech. If I wouldn't have the extra Pasuk, I would say there's no Kores by your sister-in-law who has no children, B'chayi Bail. Hochi Garcinan, Kshiv Kroachrino, Ervas Ochiv Gila, is a third pasuk. Af Ashes Ach Min Hoem, Lacher Mises Baila, below Bonim Shariam. I think that your half brother's wife from the mother is also Mutter by evil, if he dies without children. We learn already that it has to be your brother from the father, because we learn it at Zereshove, and when it says, what's it called, Achim by Bnei Yaakov, they all have the same father. I could say, no, the mitzvah is only if it's your half-brother from the father. But you're allowed to get married if it's a half-brother from the mother. So therefore the pasuk says, Erva Sachicha Hi, Umehai Kro Marbin and Eishes Ach Min Ha'em. This is where we learn Eishes Achiv Min Ha'em, and it says he, that she remains Osir no matter what, even if the husband dies and she has no children. Achoso Dichsibo Koris Lamos. Mora now is going to darshan more of the psukim of the Arayas that we spoke about till now. So why does it have to say Kores by Achoso? Rashi. Rashi's all the way back here. Yeah. Achoso de Kosovo Kores Lomali. Kivin de Darash de Ha'ura. Ukroyisere. De Kulu Kores de Achoso. My Tidrosh Bay. Since we darshaned all the psukim already, where we know Ha'ura from. Right? And if Achoso is Bain Me Aviv Bain Me Imo. And Achosishto, and so on. Now we're darshaning the rest of the psukim too. So ha kvar nichta b'chol harayis v'nichrisu ha-mifashis ha-osos. So why does it have to say kores specifically by Achoso? It said a general kores for anybody who does any of these things is chayiv kores. So why mention kores specifically by sister? L'chir Rabbi Yochanan, D'om Rabbi Yochanan. It comes to separate them and to tell me that I might think you're only chayiv kores if you do all the arayis, but for any one specific one you're not chayiv kores. Comes by Achoso, a specific kores, to tell me that just like Achoso you're chayiv kores for it alone, you're chayiv kores on any one of them alone too. Right, Rashi. It's a veget. It's a one of the midos shatonis reshes b'hem. Dovrish yotzim in a klal. Right? It was part of a klal of all the arayas, and all of them it says kores. The yotzim in a klal, and it went out of the klal to be mentioned specifically. So lo yotzim in a klal lalamed alatzmo yotze lalamed ala klal kulo yotzim. Didn't go just to tell me about itself, but about the whole klal, that any one of them you're chayiv kores for. See, Rashi says that, we'll see. Chayiv al kolachas va'achas, the ilo kosov el echad koris akulu, havi amina hechad avdinu lekulu behelem echad, lo mechayiv el echad. That if you did all of the arayas and one forgetting, that you only chayiv one koris. That's what I would think. V'hash v'havi dover shahoye b'chlau, v'yotzim in aklal alamir al aklal kulu. D'ma achosum yuched shehi erva, v'chayovin aleh b'fnei atzma, of course, she erva chayovin lebfni atzma, that you chayiv a separate kores for each what's it called arise. Okay. Ule Rabbi Yitzchok de Omar kol chayiv krisus bechlal hoyu. The lama yotze kores b'achoso ladona bekores v'lo b'malkus lechalik minolin. Rabbi Yitzchok says a different reason why it says kores b'achoso, that since all of the arise mention kores. And kores, you're chayiv also malchus. Right? All chayiv krisis, they got malchus, they're potter from their krisis. So, Achoso came out to tell me that you're chayiv only kores and not malchus. Not like the Man Yom who says that all chayiv krisis get malchus, but to tell me that you're only chayiv kores, you're not chayiv malchus. Rashi. So, according to him, where do you know that you're chayiv kores on each individual one, and if you did all of them together, you're not only chayiv one kores, you're chayiv a lot of kores. Rashi. The kores nitna v'lo l'malkos, di'i hisru b'lo l'malkos, ain't a loka. that if they gave him hasra, that if you are over this erva, you're going to get malchus, he doesn't get malchus. The lav shenitin lazoris koresu. Because this man the Omer holds that a lav that was given for kores is not a lav for malchus. Just like we have a lav shenitin lazoris misus beisdin. That everybody agrees. That if the lav is for the sake of a misa, you don't get malchus. Because we say the lav came not to tell me malchus, the lav came to tell me that you get misa. So here also, the lav came to tell me you get kores, not to tell me you have malchus. The lav shenitin lazoris koresu, lefich ein lokin lav. The lohavile laoncho kores, elim kein hizir. Because you never get an onish unless there's a hazora, unless there's a lav. So here the lav is used up for that, this onish, not for malchus. Hilke hazora lav lamalchus anitna. So if you learn that from achoso, that it's only kores and no malchus. So then where do you know that you chayev on every erva separately? Where, it says, where does Rabbi Yitzchak learn what Rabbi Yochanan learns from Achoso? Where does Rabbi Yitzchak learn it? Nafkalein mi ve'el isha benidas tumasa l'chayev akol isha ve'isha. Right? It says ve'el isha benidas tumasa, to tell me you chayev for every separate woman, right, a separate kores, and if you did all the arayas in one helem echad, you chayev all kores for each one separately. Rashi mi ve'el isha lechalik al kol isha ve'isha shebaparsha zu tahavi lemichtav ulenida lo sikrav. Why does it say what's it called ve'el isha benidas tumasa? Could have said ve'el nida. That it mentioned isha is to be mechalik that every woman mentioned here by the arayas is a separate kores by itself. And if you, even if you did them all together, you're chayiv for each separate one. Similar to what's it called, malachos mechalkos on Shabbos. Did all the malachos of Shabbos, behelam echad, you're chayiv 39 chatos, because each one is a separate thing. Same thing over here. If you boil all the arayas in one forgetting, you're still chayiv for each one separately. Okay. Right. Dodoso dechsiv barachmana aririm yu lamali. Now we're darshaning more of the psukim by Arias, where it says by dodoso, that means your father's brother's wife. It says aririm yu. They will be aririm, which means that they won't have any children. Part of the kares is, aside that the fact that the person dies young, he'll also have no children. Lamali lichadarabba. The rabba rami. Rabba brought a contradiction. Ksiv aririm yiyu. One place, by Dodoso, it says, they will be aririm. Uksiv aririm yamusu. They'll die aririm. They'll die childless. Hakeitzet. Yesh lo banim kover. If you have children, they'll die. That's part of the kares, that your children will die. Ein lo banim, if when he did the chet, he didn't have any children. Holy hariri, then he won't have any children. So the two different kinds of punishments. One is if you had children when you did the chait, the children will die. If you didn't have children when you did the chait, you won't get children after that. The itzrich lemichtav aririm yiyu, the itzrich lemichtav aririm yos. You need both of them to tell me that both of these are included in the onish of ariri. The ikos of rachmon aririm yiyu, if the Torah only said aririm yiyu, havi aminu ad chatoi, they will be aririm up until the chait. Anything that happened till the chait will be the chait will create aririm. Avo mechatoy ve'elichlo, but from the chait on, there the what's it called? The onish is that whatever you had till now is going to die, but that for the future you won't have children. That's not part of the onish. Therefore, it said what's it called? Aririm yiyu. Therefore, it says aririm yamusu, that they'll die aririm. That even after the chait, the punishment is that you won't have children, or the children will die. But if it only said aririm yiyu, I would say that they're, what's it called, the punishment is whatever children you had till the chait, they're affected. So, kosav rachmona aririm yamusu. The kosav rachmona aririm yamusu, if the Torah only said aririm yamusu, havi amena mechatoi ve'elech. The punishment affects any children you'll have after the chait, but it won't affect retroactively children you had before the chait. Aval mikor lo tricha. Therefore, you need both psukim to tell me that not only any children you had till the chait will die, but you won't have any children after that either. Both things are part of the onus. Rashi. Aririm, hainu nami kore, shazaro nichras. It's also part of the kore, as machlokas we've shown him, whether this aririm is law made on all creases. Whenever there's kores, there's also ariri. Or no, most kores just affects you. And what it says specifically, aririm, that's special, then it affects the children too. Aririm, so ariri is also kores, because your children are cut off. Aririm yiyu l'shas misasa mashma. Right, when you die, you will what's it called? Sofan lovely de ariri. Yim yesh lo banim kovrim. That if you had children, you'll bury them. Aririm yomusu mashma di im heim achshav aririm. That if up until the sin you were ariri, you didn't have children, kein yomusu. That's how you'll die without children. Vafilu yivoldu lohem la'achar ma'isa. Even if the children be born after the chait, they'll also die. Not just the children you had before the chait. Di kosev rachmon aririm yu havi amenu dahavi le'ad chatoi. So from Leos aririm sheyamusu b'nehem sheyesh lehem atov yu aririm. If I only had the pasuk of aririm yihiyu, I would say that any children you had till you did the chait will die. What's it called? Will die. But I wouldn't know that children you had after you did the chait are also going to die. Aval b'shas misasim lo yamusu aririm. But if it didn't say aririm yamusa, the people will die aririm, I would say that any children you had after the chait will survive, and you won't necessarily die childless. Just that any children you had before the chait will die. The ikos of Rachman aririm yamusu, have yamina mechatoi ve'elech. And if it only said the pasuk aririm yamusu, I would say that any children you have after the chait, you will die, and you'll die without those children. But children you had before the chait are not affected. From the sin and on, right, you will die childless from any children that are born after your sin. But children that you had before the sin won't die. Because of Rachman, aririm yiyu, so from love they aririm. Even if you weren't aririm till now, the children that you had till now will also die. Okay, right.
Is it only talking about bonim
ketanim? Pashas, yeah. Little children. Okay. And again, it's not everybody who's chayiv koris dies young either. It means it's a gzar din on you if you have other zechuyos or whatever, other reasons why not, so it pushes it off. Right, but ultimately, this is the gzar din that if you don't have any other zechus, this is what's going to take effect. Okay, he'ora dechayve lavin minolin. Okay, so now I know that by chayve krisus, he'ora is what's it called yuchayev even for he'ora. Later on, the Gemara will discuss what he'ora is. We already said two different possibilities. Whatever he'ora is, yuchayev on that too. So how do you know by chayve lavin that yuchayev alav, even if you didn't have a full bia, just ha'ara. Midigali rachmona shichva zera gabi shivcha charufa michlal dechayv elav in behara. Shivcha charufa is a lav, right? Shivcha charufa is a shivcha kananis who is betrothed to an eved ivri. He's allowed to marry a shivcha kananis as opposed to a regular Jew, but an eved ivri is allowed to marry a shivcha kananis. But it's not a full kedushin because she's a shivcha, and what's it called? As talking where the shivcha kananis belonged to two people, and one of them set her free, so half of her is free. So that half is a regular kedushin, and the other half is still a shivcha, and the eved ivri is allowed to live with both parts, the shivcha and the regular Jewess. So this woman has both parts to her, so. Part of her is married and part of her is not married. And now somebody else lives with her. So it's not complete adultery because part of her isn't married. She's only a shivcha. Part of her is a free woman who's engaged to a Eved Ivri, who's married to an Eved Ivri, really. So the Torah said that Here you don't get kares, and it's not like regular eshes ish, but it's shivcha harufa, and there's an ashem, it's a lav, and you have to bring an ashem, and you get malchus too. So the person who lives with her gets malchus. What? Shivcha nechrefes leish means that, what's it called? She's betrothed to a... Okay. So what's it called? So the Gemara says, how do you know that if you live with a shivcha harufa, that, and you, and what's it called? So the Torah says, right, the, what's it called? The, you live with her shivcha zera, mashma, complete bia. So since by shivcha harufa, which is a lav, the Torah went out of its way to tell me that here you're only chayiv if you have a complete bia with her, mashma, that other chayve lav, and you're chayiv even for a partial bia, for he'ora. Midagoli rachmona he'ora b'chayve kris. Oh, one second. Shivcha zera gabi shivcha harufa, mechlal v'chayve lav and b'he'ora. So it says other rabbi. Midagoli rachmona he'ora b'chayve krisis, Mechlal the chayve lav in bigmar bia, just the opposite. Since it says he'ora by chayve krisis, I would say that only by chayve krisis are you chay be'ora. But a lav, you have to have a full bia to be chayv. Okay. Right, and therefore shivcha harufa is not the exception. Shivcha harufa is the rule that all chayve lav and you have to have a full bia. And I'll infer it from chayve krisis, since the Torah said by chayve krisis you're chayv even be'ora. Right, so chayve lavim, which is less, you need a full bia. Omer Vashi im kein lishto krom shivcha harufa. If that's the case, why mention by shivcha harufa? If we can infer from chayve krisis that all chayve lavim, you're chayiv even for, what's it called, you're chayiv only for a complete bia, then why tell me by shivcha harufa, which is one of the chayve lavim, that you need a complete bia? I know already that. Doesn't have to mention it again by shivcha harufa. So therefore, If it wouldn't be for the pasuk of shivcha harufa einachanami, I'd say all chayvei lavim you need gmar bia. The fact that the Torah said it by shivcha harufa tells me it's only by shivcha harufa do I need a complete bia, but by other chayvei lavim he'ora is enough. Rashi, shivcha chayvei lavim he, dechsiv ba lo yeh kodesh, right? The goli borachmana. The Torah says b'feirish that you're only chayiv by an osham, by shivcha harufa. That's the only you get. You have to bring an osham. You also get malchus, right? If you had a full bia, you'll see shivcha zera, mechlal the chayvi malchus, the lav, the osham, could go mamzer shivcha she'ein harufa be'erot mechayiv. That if you live with a regular shivcha, or which is a lav, or mamzer, or any other the chayvei lavim, you chayv even for ha'ora. It's only shivcha harufa, the Torah said, you have to have a full bia. Shivcha harufa, shivcha kenanis hamureses le'evet ivri. A shivcha harufa is a shivcha kenanis who is engaged, or is married, right, she has erusin, with an evet ivri, shemuter bo, the evet ivri is allowed to live with a shivcha. Right? His master is allowed to give him a shivcha to have children, and the master and the children become avodim. Or Aravodim. Kidasiv and Madonna Vitamo Isha. But part of her is free. So the part that's free is a regular Kedushin. The half that's a Shivcha, the Eved's allowed to live with, but it's not a Kedushin. Can't marry a Shivcha. She's allowed to live with her, but it's no marriage. And then somebody else lives with her, so that's what's it called? That's called a Shivcha Harufa. It's not full adultery, because you're only living with a half married woman. And the Torah said you have to bring an asham. Lishto kra de lo ligli shichva zera b'shivcha harufa v'ano amina kishar chayvei lavim b'gmar bia. If what's it called? If all chayvei lavim are chayv behaora, are chayv only if you finish the bia, then what's it called? Why does it have to mention by shivcha harufa you have to finish the bia? Must be that all chayvei lavin you're chayiv even behe'ora, and shivcha harufa is the exception. So now the Gemara says he'ora de chayvei lavin de kahuna menolin. Okay, so now I know that all chayvei krisus you're chayiv behe'ora, and all chayvei lavin. How about chayvei lavin that are specific to kohanim, grusha, right, zona, and so on? right? Since it's a lav she'eno shova bakol, maybe over there you need gemar bia to be chayiv. Asher kicha kicha, right? We learn it from gzera shova kicha kicha. Rashi kicha kicha. So now let's say before the kahuna menol the mishivcha lo gamrina el lav hashova bakol to mi neshivcha rufa. Shivcha rufa is a lav that could apply to anybody. But the lavin of Kohanim only apply to Kohanim. So maybe they're less, and therefore you need a complete bia to be chayiv. Kicha kicha, ksiv ga bechayiv krisis, isha she yikach es achoso, uksiv bechayiv lavin de kohuna lo yikachu. So I know that just like by chayiv krisis, you're chayiv on ha'ora, chayiv lavim of kohuna, you're also chayiv by ha'ora. Okay, chayiv essay menolan. How do I know that something that's only an essay, also you're chayiv even on ha'ora? Asya bia bia. Okay, bia bia, nichai ve'lavim. Tichsiv behulo, yovo mamzer. Right, same thing over here. It says, what's it called? The loshon of lo yovo by chai ve esse. Okay, that's Rashi. Chai ve esse, what's your chai ve esse? Kegon mitzri ve'adomi. Ad dor shlishi, lo yovo bekal Hashem. Right, so it says, what's it called? Dor shlishi yovo lohem. Mashma, that till then you can't do. That's a chai ve esse. Because lav habo mechlal asay is esay. Minolin v'asiru behorah, do you do me b'Yisrael? V'koy be'esay, k'dechsiv dor shlishi yovo. V'lo sheni, v'lav habo mechlal asay. It doesn't say in the Torah, don't, they can't be married the first two generations. It says the third generation could get married. Ma'ashma, the first two generations can. And a lav habo mechlal asay has a din of an esay. So that's chai be'esay. It says yavo bia bia mechai ve'lavim nechsiv be'lo yavo mamzer, and here it says dor shlishi yavo. So just like by chai ve'lavim you're chayiv on he'ora, chai ve'esei also you're chayiv on he'ora. Okay, I thought we'd get to almost the end of the daf, but we'll stop here for today and continue tomorrow. What's the level of living the ish, what a person who lives with some, with a woman who is in, who's married to an Eved Ivri, right? The lav is that, what's it called? What's the pasuk say? The lav is lo yiyah kodesh. The azor is from lo yiyah kodesh, and the onish is an osham and malchus. And malchus. The ish ki yishka ves ish shich vazera ish the chorus tia, which is malchus, right, and the hevias hashama. And the Rashi says that the azora is from lo yiyah kodesh, because you're living with a half shivcha, which is osham. So the lav is on the shivcha part, and the osham is for the married, the married part. She's chayav lavim because she's not allowed to live with a shivcha.
So anytime there's a lo yiyah kodesh.
Means you can't. The Targum says by Lo Yeh Kodesh that a regular Jew is not allowed to live with a Shifcha, and a Shifcha is not allowed to live with a. And a Eved is not allowed to live with a.
With
Bas Yisrael.
With Heorah, then be. Not Mutter, but not Chayuv by Lo Yeh Kodesh.
Ba?
By Lo Yeh Kodesh.
Heorah by Lo Yeh Kodesh, yes. So it's like any Lav. Now we're learning from here all Chayuv Lavin. So lo yekodesh also behor.
So that would apply then.
No, what's it called? No, but here this specific case of shivcha nichretes leish, there it has to be shivcha zera. But the regular lav, right? The azor is from there, but this is a special case, and here you need the dafke shivcha zera.